Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show from WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Today I have a special guest. Welcome, Macy Wellhausen.
Hi, thanks, Chris.
Yeah, glad to have you. And you are the manager of the Farm Bureau, both for Jersey and Greene Counties.
Yes, I am. I've been here for just over 2 years in this role.
Wow. But you're so young.
I am. Yes, I'm 23, so I came pretty fresh out of college, and I was 21 when I started working for Illinois Farm Bureau. And
so where'd you grow up at?
I'm originally from Macoupin County. I grew up in Girard, Verdon area, and went to North Mac High School.
Okay. North Mac. Did you know my nephew, J.D. Lorton, who coached there years ago?
Yes, I went to middle school. Sophie Lorton, his oldest daughter, is my age. So we were good friends and played a lot of sports together and spent a lot of times babysitting all the boys.
Oh, well, that's well, you had your work cut out for you with those guys. So you grew up in Girard. Did you grow up on a farm?
I did not. My parents do not farm, but my grandparents do, and they farm here in Jersey County, actually.
Oh, okay. So you've been around farming, and evidently you must have had an interest in it.
Yes. Yeah. When I was a kid, my grandpa was not retired yet, and we always had cattle and row crops. So my grandma would babysit me, and she took me over to the farm to feed and water cattle, do other chores. And I spent a lot of time over there as a kid and struck my interest and followed through with it throughout my life.
So when you were in high school, did you know that you were going to go into agriculture at university?
As I got older, yes, I was very active in FFA from the time I was a freshman all the way up. I was even a section officer at one point in time, and I had some super awesome ag teachers along the way. I actually had four different teachers. We had lots of transitioning in and out between our teachers there, and my final one, she lives in Carlinville. She was fresh out of college and an awesome mentor for me, and she told me she went to Illinois State and double majored in ag education and ag business. So that's where I went, and that's what I did, and eventually dropped the ag education part. Realized maybe not cut out for that, but kept the ag business major.
I see. And so you went to school and you got your degree. And then when you got out of school, did you work any other jobs or do anything, or what happened?
That was kind of a running joke for a long time. I was always a super smart student, always on the dean's list, and I was very close with my professors in my ag business classes, and I was like, I don't know what I want to do after college, so they kept trying to help me, and finally, Farm Bureau reached out to me and was like, we think you'd be great in this role, and my joke is always, I actually said no to Farm Bureau a couple times before I fully came on. I just wasn't sure what I wanted to do yet. And then finally, I learned a little bit more about the position and came on as a manager trainee working for Illinois Farm Bureau. So I trained there for about a month before I ended up here.
Yeah. Who did you take? Whose place did you take here? Who was the manager?
The manager right before me, his name was Alec Myers. He went to his home county. That position opened up where his family farms. So he went there. He was here for about a year. But prior to that, it was Stephanie Knittle. She had been here for quite some time.
Okay. So as the manager of both Greene and Calhoun, Greene and Jersey with Farm Bureau, what's your role? What's your job? What do you do?
So I do lots of different things. And that's probably my favorite part, is that no day is ever the same. I help teach lessons to kids on agriculture, so I have a staff person in my office here who helps me do it in Jersey County. We do it East, West, and the middle school. We go in to their after-school program and teach lessons and activities based around agriculture. I work with a homeschool group in Greene County and facilitate those lessons over there. I manage all of the building and finance and things like that, and I also plan lots of events for our members and activities and facilitate all those.
I want
meetings.
To circle back just a little bit to you going and teaching in the classroom. What ages are we talking about?
So when I teach here in Jersey, or my staff person does, it's all three of the elementary and middle schools, so West and East. So it goes from pre-K, and we also do all the way up to middle school. So 7th grade is what we do here, all separately. And then when I do Greene County, it's a homeschool group. And there's sometimes I never knew who's going to be there for sure, but it might range from a 5-year-old to a 15-year-old. Uh-huh. So have to adapt those lessons to fit those needs.
I'm sure you work very well with the kids. I'm sure they love you as a teacher, you know?
I hope so. Yeah. We try to have a lot of fun, and especially with that group, with the moms being there for the homeschool group, they have just as much fun too. And the moms like to do the activities as well, so that helps.
So as your role in the Farm Bureau, do you ever like go out to the farms and hop in the tractor with the farmers or anything like that?
Oh, for sure. That's probably my favorite part.
Yeah.
I love getting out of the office and actually talking to our members and getting an opportunity to see what their needs are and the challenges they're facing. So especially harvest time, I've been out riding in combines with several farmers, done a couple interviews in the cab. And then just this last week with Greene County Farm Bureau and a couple of my country financial agents over there, we delivered lunches actually between 2 days, Tuesday and Thursday. We delivered over 150 lunches out to the field to our farmers over there.
Yeah,
and
good for you.
Yes, we're getting ready to roll out our snack bags over here in Jersey County. When the kids finish coloring the bags, we'll get those packed and headed out to the farmers as well.
Okay, so what do you do for the farmers? What I mean, as far as like what do you do for them? If you weren't there, nobody would do it. I mean, what's your particular job with them?
I handle lots of different things in the office. Anytime somebody comes to me with an issue, I find any way I can to address it. I've helped people on property taxes if they were confused about a bill,
or
some farmland assessments they were confused. I've helped them with that. I've helped people on different things legislation-wise. And it's very nice to also have Illinois Farm Bureau, because if I can't handle it myself, we have lobbyists in Springfield, in Washington, and elsewhere that are lobbying for agriculture in those roles. So if I can't handle them, then there's usually a staff person at Illinois Farm Bureau that can. But the biggest thing is we have to know that it's an issue.
Hey, can we touch on something I hear a lot about?
Yeah.
And you can probably explain it better than most. Just this tax when somebody dies and then they have to end up selling the farm because the kids that get it, they're just taxed so much. You know, what's going on with that? Are we making any headway?
So Farm Bureau, they tried to push a bill through last year and it didn't go through. So they're trying again this go round, but I don't think anything will be pushed through until after election time. That's the main thing on all of the legislators' minds at this point in time. But yes, they are trying to raise that threshold from $4 million to $6 million and also make it portable. And this goes for the state of Illinois. At the national level, it's already portable. So that'll be a big thing when you can transfer those dollar amounts over to a spouse if you were to pass away. It's a big thing. And
like, what's happening? Give me an example of some things that have happened that are bad stories. So.
So say at the current threshold, it's $4 million. So say a farmer passes away, and he has, it's very easy to have over $4 million in assets on a farm. You
Heck
know,
yeah.
You look at the price of equipment or, you know, say you're got grain stored, different things like that. It's very
and
easy.
Also the property value.
Oh, right? For sure.
Yeah. And so
the bins, the buildings and everything adds up. And so $4 million to the naked eye might seem like a lot of money, but to a farmer, if he sold everything today, there would be a lot of dollars and cents there. So
what are they taxing after four right now? After $4 million, what are they wanting to tax? What's the gun offhand? You know,
I'm not for sure on those numbers off the top of my head.
Okay. What else is going on as far as that our farmers are concerned about as far as taxes or just issues? Anything?
I'd say probably from riding in the cabs this year, the thing that's most concerning is definitely market price. And unfortunately, that's one of those things that we have no control on. So that's a very tough year for farming this year, seeing, you know, such low prices on corn and beans and still those increasingly high input prices. So it's definitely a hard and tough year for farmers. And I know that's on a lot of their minds. And I'm confident that with some strategic marketing and planning and things like that, that these farmers can pull through. And hopefully we'll see some increased prices, but that's definitely a positive mindset there. again, definitely cannot control those market prices, but that's very stressful on them.
It's been a good year for the farmers as far as getting their crops out and having, good yields.
Is that— Yes, for sure. We had some rain a week or so ago, and I think rain is the way of giving farmers a break when they need it. Yes. So we needed a little bit of rain and they needed some time off. We've been really plugging away during this harvest, and so far so good. And yes, yields are looking pretty good this year, which is nice, and hopefully will help offset those lower market prices that we're seeing this fall season.
Hey, if you're just joining us on the Spotlight Show tonight, I have Macy Wellhausen with me, and she's the manager of the Farm Bureau for both Jersey and Greene Counties. Now, Macy, you don't have to be a farmer to join Farm Bureau, right?
That is correct. Yep. We have different levels of membership. So there's the farmer membership, what we call an M. There's professional members, which we suggest to people who work in ag, because what we do and what we lobby for also affects their job, right? So if our lobbyists are working on a bill that has something to do with chemicals or fertilizer, anything like that, that can affect our FS workers or CHS, right? So we also offer that, and then we also have an associate membership, and that's for no farming relation at all, but maybe you just want to get involved, you enjoy agriculture, or you want to utilize some of our benefits.
Yeah, what are some of the benefits? Tell me about those.
We have hundreds of thousands of benefits, so we have our own app where you can get on and check those out, but some of them that I utilize the most are hotels, so Choice Hotels, Great Wolf Lodge. Raging Rivers has a discount on there, $500 off of a new Ford vehicle, and it has a list of
I have heard
vehicles.
That advertised. That sounds pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah, you could make money off that, right?
We get a lot of calls on that one for sure, and I use mine probably the most for hotels, traveling with family. I'll book the rooms, and I make my money back right there.
Yeah.
So I like that.
What kind of discount are we talking about for hotels?
It depends, and sometimes it varies, and depends on where you're at. It might be 15% here, it might be 20, it might be 10, it just kind of depends, and you just have to look and see. But in summer, we get a lot of calls about Raging Rivers and Six Flags and lots of activities for the kids as well.
Okay. Do you have any projects going on at the Farm Bureau that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I kind of stated earlier, we're working on getting our snack bags and our lunch bags out into the field to our farmers, so we're still continuing with that. This month, and then all the way through December, I have a women's committee activity planned. So this month, we have a sourdough class. Next month, we have pie making. And then the month after that, we have wreath making. So we have lots of classes that we're offering. And then we're gearing up for our annual meeting in Chicago in December. So that'll keep us pretty busy as well.
So are you going to lead that sourdough making class?
I am definitely not. I promise you that. You don't want me to teach that. My sourdough is probably in the fridge from months ago, or I threw it away.
We've been kind of going for sourdough bread the last couple months. Well, that's some good stuff.
It is.
But we're buying it versus making. I keep trying to talk my wife into making it, but she goes, oh my gosh, it's a process. I understand.
It is. I don't have the time for that, so yeah. I would rather buy it too. But that's a big thing that everyone's been wanting to learn how to do and work on. And so the owner of Doughfully Yours is coming over to facilitate that class for us at the end of this month.
Okay. Sounds great. Do you got any farmers out there that you want to do a shout out to? You got any special relationships that you've got to know some of these guys?
Definitely do. It's very easy for me to be super close with my board members. I see them at least once a month, and sometimes during harvest, maybe I see them more than their wives. but one of them that's really taken me under my wing is over in Greene County, and his name is Lon Mansfield, and he's really, treated me like family, and most of them have. They all invite me to dinner, and I try to keep up with their kids, but Lon has taught me how to drive a grain cart and had me doing that for a few days out on his farm, and has really opened his farm up to me and offered me a lot of education on farming and more production side hands-on. So I'm extremely grateful for that. But like I said, I have some amazing board members in both counties that are super open with me and treat me like one of their own.
That sounds great. Hey, do you have a message out there that you'd like to, anything to kind of wrap this interview up with as far as any messages to farmers or to people that aren't farmers or whatever, the local people? Go ahead. Tell us.
So currently, I've been working on this year-long Why Farm Bureau campaign, which is part of why I'm here, and trying to really educate people on what their membership gets them and what Farm Bureau does for them, because it is very hard to explain. We could sit here all day and I could tell you what different roles of Farm Bureau do, but at the end of the day, my opinion is the most important reason on why you should get involved is because if you aren't speaking out and saying what you think and offering your opinion, who is and what are they saying? Mm-hmm. Do you agree with it? Is that what you think? Because if we don't hear your voice, we don't know. So definitely needed.
Yeah, well said on that, because I imagine farmers, like a lot of folks that I know, you're just busy working, you know? And you're thinking, okay, I'll let others worry about that. I'm working. I got stuff to do. I don't have time to go to meetings or to express my opinions and stuff. But they really need to, don't they?
We do today. And my board members would stress that as well. And even if, you know, you think you're so busy you can't make it, pick up the phone and call. Call the office. Call me. Call a board member and let them know and get your voice heard. There's other ways to get involved other than attending all of the meetings and other ways to get your voice heard out there. So look for those channels and definitely look for help and ask for help. And if there's anything I can ever do, I would think that anyone I've ever worked with would attest to that as well, that I will do everything I can to try to figure out an answer and help you in any way. So always open.
I believe that. I could tell that. Well, thank you, Macy Wellhausen, the manager of Farm Bureau for both Jersey and Greene counties. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Chris.